G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Great to see you back in the studio. Not too cold for you this morning?
No. I managed to get in here this morning. Thank you very much.
This is a good topic. You've received a message from Maxine from Golden Square about her dog that keeps escaping the yard. I bet you've heard about this problem before.
Well, not only have I heard of this problem, but I've had this problem. I remember I was fostering a chocolate Labrador, and this lab got over the back fence, and the neighbours felt sorry for this lab, so they gave them a nice sausage. And of course, you can imagine for the next 6 weeks, every time the dog was out in the backyard, over he went over the fence. So it's really important to work out the why. Often dogs will take off from their environments because they're lonely. So, you know, we live in the hustle and bustle of life. You know, they're very social animals. And if they're alone all day and mum or dad's not getting home till very late at night, you know, what else is there to do? There's only so many nooks and crannies in your backyard. So that could be one reason. Boredom, again, it's similar but not the same. And then you've got the what we call the external stimuli. So, for example, thunderstorms. Lots of dogs take off over the fence because they're frightened, scared, and they think something bad's going to happen to them. So away they go. So they're three very common reasons for it. Now, once we've worked out the why, how do we fix the problem?
Yes, keep the dog in the backyard. What do you do?
All right. So first of all, let's turn that backyard into something really interesting. So we can hide treats when the dog's inside. We can hide treats around the place. We can create, you know, nice, especially in summer, freeze some water with a little bit of kibble in the middle and maybe give that to your dog, or a bone, lots of different toys, and rotate them so that there's always something interesting. For dogs that are really lonely, I would recommend a second dog so that they've got some fun and somebody to play with. The second thing is it's really important to meet all those needs. So getting your dog out, walking with your dog, maybe getting up half an hour early, taking them for a walk so that they can smell the trees and see everybody else and enjoy that. And then it's a bit like us. After you've been out with a friend, it's much easier to now come back home and just relax and veg out. Or doggy daycare, some form of activity, maybe agility, something that gets your dog out from behind the four walls. If you've got a really good neighbour in the street who has a dog and your dogs get on, what about a play date? Like, think out of the box so that your dog's getting social, emotional and physical needs are being met. And finally, a lot of people think, what about those citronella collars? And yes, lots of dogs don't like citrus kind of smells, but some dogs don't care at all. And most importantly, most dogs that have those collars on, what you'll find is after the tube runs out, they just start taking off anyway.
Yep.
So let's make the backyard more stimulating. Let's do more stuff. And let's make sure that all it's impenetrable so they can't get over. And that would be my advice, Sean.
Some very good advice. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend.